B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
And now, cool wedding proposals have officially been ruined. If you're planning on a really, 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 you know, detailed and real cool sound, maybe risque wedding proposal, don't do it. Just do the thing where you get on knee at dinner, give her the ring. Maybe have your mom and dad there or something like that, and then just keep it moving. Otherwise, you're gonna end up like this freaking dude. I thought it was bad when people pretended to get injured or arrested or even killed to propose to their women. There was a man. This story made Melissa cry. Legit made her cry. This was in Tanzania, and they
had a sad story.
Him and his girlfriend. Well, it's sad because of what happened, but let me just read the story.
Oh, here we go.
He was proposing to his girlfriend. It was a fancy, one of those like hotels where the rooms are submerged in the ocean. So it's like you're looking out your window, you're looking out water.
I wanted to stay at something like that.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, they look really cool.
Okay, well, can I suggest something not to do if you do one of those? Don't do what this guy did. He went to propose to his girlfriend. He jumped in the water, okay? He went underwater holding a handwritten note against the bedroom window.
Aww.
The note said, "I can't hold my breath long enough to tell you everything I love about you, but everything I love about you, I love more every day. Will you please be my wife? Marry me?"
Long.
Yeah, yes, Pebbles. And that's the thing. It's a long note, and clearly this guy was not an experienced diver. Because he never resurfaced
died. That is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Why are you going to do that if you don't know what you're doing? That'd be like me I've never jumped out of a plane. That'd be like me jumping out of a plane proposing and saying, "I'm not going to pull the chute until you say yes." You know, the woman gets all emotional and stuff like that. And you're going to get discombobulated. Look, he died. Whatever he did wrong. So don't do that. Don't. You don't want this to happen to you.
You want to know what her answer was?
Let me tell you something. She had no choice but to say yes. He's underwater.
Oh, she had a choice.
Yeah.
But she didn't get a chance to tell him. That's what's so gut-wrenching about this whole thing. She didn't have a chance to tell him, but she ended up saying, like, she put a post on Facebook that said, "You never emerged from those depths, so you never got to hear my answer. Jesus. Yes, yes, a million times yes, I will marry you." That's what got me. Definitely teared up when I heard that.
Is there Facebook in heaven? I don't know Mark Zuckerberg.
Okay, you know, listen.
Hell.
Seriously. You're going seriously.
Right. One-way ticket.
Okay, I'm sorry he died, but still it was stupid.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.